Volume 45, Number 6 of The Friend Magazine, for June 2021. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Be Kind, President Dallin H. Oaks. Tea or Mango Juice. Scripture Time Fun. A Prayer for Poppy. Apostles Around the World, Elder Christofferson Visits Vietnam. Helping Hands Around the World, Meet Carlos from Puerto Rico. Helping Like Jesus, Jesus Served Others. Helping Hands Team, Adventures in Puerto Rico with Margo and Paolo. Just Like She Imagined, Bright Idea, My Brother Baptized Me. Friend to Friend, One Peach at a Time, Sister Sharon Eubank. Show and Tell, Matt and Mandy. For Older Kids Section, For Older Kids. Pioneers in Every Land, Anna Kumanda Rivera. Baking Bread for My Mission. My Story, Don't Give Up. On Benny's New Home. Fun Stuff, Children and Youth Challenge. For Little Friends, For Little Friends. Reverend in Primary. Scripture Stories, The Rollins Sisters Save the Day. Coloring Page. A Day at the Beach. Hi, Friends. Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff Temple Match. Church History Cards. Fun Stuff Find It. Respect for Sacred Things. And Fun Stuff Origami Hearts. End of Contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Dear friends, Heavenly Father has given us many gifts, like temples, scriptures, our bodies, and our Savior. He wants us to treat and talk about these gifts with respect and reverence. When we do this, we show Heavenly Father we are grateful for the gifts He has given us. Play the game on page 24 to learn more. What will you do to show reverence and respect? We love you, the friend. End of the article. Dear Friends, read by Abigail Wayman.
From the First Presidency, Be Kind, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. I know of a young man who was a refugee. A refugee is someone who had to leave their home and move to another place to be safe. A group of other young people teased him for being different. They teased him for speaking a different language. It is not pleasing to Heavenly Father if we are unkind or mean to others. It is unkind to bully another person, to gang up on them, or to reject them. Dear children, our world needs your goodness and love. Be kind to one another. Jesus taught us to treat others as we want to be treated. As we try our best to be kind, we draw closer to Him. If you are unkind to anyone, individually or with a group, make up your mind now to change. Encourage others to change too. I testify of Jesus Christ our Savior, who taught us to love one another as He loved us. I pray that we will do so. How to make a new friend. How do you show kindness to someone new? What if they're from a different country? For each step, fill in an idea of your own. 1. Smile and say hello. Hi, what's your name? Or, I'm glad you're in our class. Now come up with one of your own. 2. Think of how they might feel. Shy because they don't have friends yet or they speak a different language. Sad because they miss their home. Worried because... You fill in the blank. 3. Invite them. Do you want to play with us? Let's sit together. Come up with your own invitation. 4. Be kind and helpful. I can show you where we eat lunch. This is what we do next. Can you think of a different one? 5. Learn from them. What's your favorite game? How do you say that in your language? What would be another good question? And 6, if you see them being treated unkindly, speak up for them. Talk to them or play with them. Think of another way you can help. End of the article, Be Kind. Read by Scott Christopher.
Tea or Mango Juice by Haley Yancey, based on a true story. Stand for the Right. Children's Songbook, page 159. Chung walked down a busy street in Taiwan. His friend Hiro was close beside him. People were everywhere. Shoppers looked at clothes for sale, kids played games, and people hurried by talking on their phones. Chung held tight to his school bag to make sure he didn't drop it.
I can't believe the school year's almost over.
Chung said loudly so Hiro could hear.
I know, I'm ready to be done with classes.
Hiro said. Chung and Hiro passed stands that sold all kinds of foods. Dragon fruit and strawberries, sizzling dumplings, peanut ice cream rolls. Delicious smells were everywhere. But all Chung could think about was how hot and sticky he felt.
Feel like I'm in an oven,
Chung said.
Me too,
Hiro said.
Let's buy some drinks.
They made their way to a stand selling brightly colored drinks. Hiro pulled out some money.
2 boba teas, please.
Chung knew that tea was against the word of wisdom.
Actually, could I have a mango juice?
Hiro turned to look at Chung. Chung's stomach squirmed. Did Hiro think he was weird for not getting tea? The woman handed a cold boba tea to Hiro and a mango juice to Chung. Then the boys walked back into the street toward their homes. Hiro slurped his drink.
Why didn't you want tea? It's so good.
Chung bit his lip.
I don't drink tea.
Why not?
Chung thought about how to answer the question. The missionaries had taught him about the word of wisdom. In his primary class, he'd learned that keeping the word of wisdom helped him have the Holy Ghost with him.
I believe in God, and He wants me to take care of my body. He asks that we don't drink tea or coffee or alcohol.
How do you know that?
I learned about it at church.
Hiro took another sip of his drink.
That seems silly. It's just tea. It won't hurt you.
Chung's stomach felt like it was full of jumping frogs. How could he help Hiro understand? Maybe someone at church could help him explain it to Hiro.
Would you like to come to church with me sometime? I go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can learn about God and Jesus Christ.
Hiro thought for a moment.
I don't think so.
Okay,
said Chung. He felt a little sad that Hiro didn't want to come to church with him, but he was still glad he had shared his testimony. Later that week at school, Chung's teacher, Mr. Lin, called for everyone's attention.
Tomorrow is the last day of class. Because everyone has worked so hard this year, I have a surprise. We will all be having boba tea.
The whole class cheered. Everyone except Chung. He slid down in his seat. Telling his teacher he didn't drink tea would be even harder than telling Hiro. Everyone would think that was weird, just like Hiro did. Hiro raised his hand.
Mr. Lin, Chung doesn't drink tea. It's part of his religion. Could he have mango juice instead?
Mr. Lin turned to Chung.
Is that true, Chung?
Chung nodded. Mr. Lin smiled.
Okay, I'll order you juice instead.
After school, Chung and Hiro walked home together.
Thanks for doing that,
Chung said. Hiro smiled.
You're my friend. If something is important to you, then it's important to me.
This story took place in Taiwan. The author lives in California, USA. Read by Wes and Sean Nelson, Daniel McClellan, and Richard Grimillion.
Come Follow Me. Scripture Time Fun. These ideas go along with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. You can choose. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 60 through 62. Sing I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, Children's Songbook, 78-79. Heavenly Father gives us commandments. He also wants us to make choices to do other good things. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 62, verses 5 and 7 and 8. Read the story on page 4 and talk about Chung's choice. What good choices have you made today? Together, make a CTR shield to remind you to choose the right. You can draw it on a poster or make the shape out of items in your home. I Can Be Reverent, for Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63. Sing Reverence is Love, Children's Songbook, 31. Jesus Christ taught, that which cometh from above is sacred and must be spoken with care. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, verse 64. That means we should show respect and love to Heavenly Father and the things that are important to Him. Turn to page 24 to learn more about showing respect. Then do the activity together. Loving Like Jesus. For Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 64 through 66. Sing Help Me, Dear Father, Children's Songbook 99. Jesus taught that we should forgive everyone. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 64, verses 9 through 10. Read the story on page 20 to see how a boy and his mom learned to forgive each other. Now draw a picture of you, your family, and the Savior. Talk about ways you can show love for each other like Jesus does. You could practice saying sorry and forgiving each other by acting it out. Baptism Reminders, for Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 67 through 70. Sing When I Am Baptized, Children's Songbook, 103. Jesus taught that children could be baptized after they have turned 8 years old. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, verse 27. You can read a story on page 16 about a girl being baptized. Find items around your home that remind you of baptism. A cup of water could remind you of how you are baptized by immersion. A piece of white cloth could remind you of how we wear white. A blanket could remind you of the warm feeling of the Holy Ghost. What else can you think of? Secret Service for Bishop, for Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 71 through 75. Sing Teach Me to Walk in the Light, Children's Songbook, 177. Jesus taught that His church should have bishops to lead and help the members. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 72, verse 2. Say thanks to your bishop or branch president by doing something kind. You could write him a nice note or bring him a treat. You could even do your plan without letting him know who did it. End of Scripture Time Fun. Read by Corey McClellan.
A Prayer for Poppy by Glenda Mendez de Lopez, based on a true story. Poppy looks sad. How could Donna help? Teach them to love one another and to serve one another. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 15. Donna looked out the window. She could see Poppy coming home from work. He was later than usual.
Is something wrong, Poppy?
Donna asked when Poppy came inside the house. He looked tired and sad.
Well, I had a hard day at work,
Poppy said.
And now I'm late for an important meeting at the church.
May I help you?
Donna asked. She was worried about Poppy.
Could you please ask Mommy if she can make me some food to eat in the car?
Poppy asked.
I need to hurry and change into my church clothes.
Donna ran to tell Mommy. She was already in the kitchen making a sandwich.
Is that for Poppy?
Donna asked.
He said he's late.
Yes, it's for Poppy,
Mommy said. She put an apple and some juice next to the sandwich.
Poppy is sad, and I don't know what's wrong. Do you know?
Mommy sighed.
Poppy has lots of things to do. His back has been hurting lately, too.
I want to do something to help him.
What if he said a prayer? You can ask Heavenly Father to help him feel better.
Donna went to her room.
Dear Heavenly Father,
she prayed,
please help Poppy, and please help me know how I can help him. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
After her prayer, Donna grabbed a piece of paper. She had an idea.
Dear Poppy,
she wrote,
thank you for everything. Thank you for doing your calling, even though you come home tired sometimes. You are a good example for me. You are a child of God, and He loves you. With love, Donna.
Donna left the letter in the kitchen by Poppy's food. Then she walked outside without making a noise. Donna was playing with her little sisters when Poppy came out a few minutes later. He had a big smile on his face.
Thank you for the letter,
he said. He gave her a hug and a kiss.
You helped me feel Heavenly Father's love.
After Poppy left for his meeting, Mommy asked what had happened. Donna told her about the letter. Mommy smiled and gave Donna a big hug. Thank you, Donna.
With that little note, you ministered to Poppy.
Donna hugged Mommy tight. She was grateful Heavenly Father had answered her prayer. It felt good to help Poppy like Jesus would. The author lives in Zacatepecas, Guatemala.
Read by Jane Wise, Margot Patello, Scott Christopher, and Kara McClellan.
Apostles around the world. The apostles minister to people around the world and teach them about Jesus Christ. Elder Christofferson visits Vietnam. In November 2019, Elder D. Todd Christofferson traveled to Vietnam with President Russell M. Nilsson. Elder Christofferson said President Nilsson's visit was a reminder to the Vietnamese people that they matter to Heavenly Father. The church in Vietnam is small right now, but Elder Christofferson said it would grow and be strong. Elder Christofferson thanked the members for the joy they bring others. Elder Christofferson said, "The Lord really is mindful to the members of the church here. They are pioneers." Read by Chloe Patello.
Helping hands around the world. Meet Carlos from Puerto Rico. Meet primary children helping others like Jesus did. All about Carlos, age 6, from Puerto Rico. Languages, Spanish, Portuguese, and English. Goals and dreams. 1, serve a mission. 2, be a firefighter, doctor, or police officer. Family, mom and dad. Carlos's helping hands. Carlos loves to help people. His mother says he has a special gift for serving others. In January 2020, a powerful earthquake hit Puerto Rico. This was a scary time for everyone. Carlos and his family had to sleep in their car for many weeks. But Carlos kept smiling and jumped into action. He helped give out hygiene kits to others who had lost their homes and to those who were sick and elderly. Carlos also helped out with an International Day of Service in the Caribbean. He helped people in his branch collect leaves and clean yards. Carlos likes to help his parents by washing clothes, working in the garden, and making dough for his favorite food, pizza. Carlos's favorites. Place, the water park. Story about Jesus, when Jesus healed the lepers. Primary song, he sent his son. Children's Songbook, pages 34 and 35. Food, white rice, stewed beans, chicken, and pizza. Color, red. Subjects in school, PE and math. President M. Russell Ballard said, "Let us put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ into action." Read by Wes Nelson.
Jesus served others. After Jesus Christ ate his last meal with his disciples, he washed their feet. They were surprised because he was their Lord and Master. They thought they should be washing his feet. He explained that he did it to teach them how important it was to care for one another, even people who might seem less important. Jesus taught that we will be happy when we help others. You can read this story in John chapter 13, verses 5 through 17. I can serve others. How can you serve people around you? Say prayer and make a plan to help. Do your plan.
For my 8th birthday party, all of my friends brought some school supplies, and together we made kits for kids who didn't have things for school. It made me feel happy thinking how excited the kids would be to get the school kits. I loved serving with my friends and family. I know that serving others can bring us joy, peace, and love. Abigail H., age 8, Utah, USA.
How are you trying to help others like Jesus did? Write and tell us. End of the article, read by Shannon Nelson and Abigail Wayman.
Adventures in Puerto Rico with Margo and Paulo. Puerto Rico is an island in the Caribbean Sea.
There are about 24,000 church members here.
It has beautiful beaches and beautiful rainforests.
This frog is called the coqui. It's the loudest frog in the world. Puerto Rico's first temple is being built now. The groundbreaking ceremony was in May 2019.
Carlos followed Jesus by serving others after an earthquake. You can help others in your community too. Challenge. Wherever you live, there are people who need help. You could donate to a food pantry, help your neighbors, or volunteer at a community organization with a parent or guardian.
Read by Margo Patello and Daniel McClellan.
Just Like She Imagined by Charlotte Larkabal, Church Magazines. Based on a true story. Stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Today was Kavitka's baptism day. She had been thinking about this day for a long time. She had imagined it all, wearing a special white dress, Thato, Dad, baptizing her, and all her friends and family there, smiling proudly. But today was going to be a bit different than Kavitka had imagined. Some things were the same. She was wearing a special white dress, just like she imagined. Babushka, Grandma, had sewn this dress for Mama to be baptized in when she was young, and now it was Kavitka's turn. Thato was going to baptize her, just like she had imagined. Kavitka watched him dip his hand into the water in the font.
"Nice and warm," he said.
He smiled at Kavitka. She smiled back. Then she looked at the chairs that she had helped Thato set up. There weren't many. That was the biggest difference. Kavitka had always imagined that many people would come to her baptism, but there would only be a few. Ever since COVID-19 had started making people sick, many things were different. She and her little brother Vlas had school at home. They wore masks when they left their apartment, and nobody met in big groups, not anywhere. Kavitka wanted to help keep people safe, but sometimes it was hard, like when you couldn't invite everyone to your baptism.
"Kavitka, you look beautiful."
Kavitka looked up to see Babushka walking through the door.
"Hi, Babushka."
Kavitka hopped off her chair and ran over.
"You look just like your mama did,"
Babushka said. She touched the white flower in Kavitka's hair. They matched the lace flowers on her dress. Kavitka liked flowers. Her name meant flower in Ukrainian.
"Are you excited to get baptized?"
"Yes, only nobody's here."
"Nobody?"
Babushka said. She looked around.
"But I see Mama, Thato, Vlas, and little Melania. And there's the bishop. And even two missionaries. That's not nobody."
Kavitka shrugged.
"But none of my friends are here."
"That must make you sad. But we do have two surprise guests."
Kavitka perked up.
"Who?"
"Your Aunt Pavlina and your cousin Emma."
"Really?"
Kavitka asked eagerly. Babushka smiled.
"When they get here, will you do me a favor?"
Kavitka nodded.
"What?"
"Well, when you get baptized, one thing you promise is to stand as a witness of Jesus Christ. Do you know what that means?"
Kavitka did know. Her family had been studying baptismal covenants for weeks.
"It means to be a missionary."
"Very good. Your aunt and cousin have never been in one of our church buildings before. Will you be a missionary and help give them a tour?
Yes,
Kvitka said. When Aunt Pavlina and Emma arrived, Kvitka and Babusha did just that. They showed them the primary room, her classroom, and the chapel. Then they came to the baptismal font. Kvitka told them she wanted to be baptized to follow Jesus Christ. She felt a light, comforting feeling as she spoke. Aunt Pavlina and Emma smiled at her. She hoped they felt the same feeling. Soon it was time for the baptism. Kvitka held her breath as Tato dipped her all the way under the water, just like she had imagined. There may have only been a few people watching, but they were smiling just like she had imagined. And she was sure Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ were smiling down at her too. That was easy to imagine. This story took place in Kyiv, Ukraine. Sidebar: Names and Meanings. Kvitka means flower in Ukrainian. Do you know what your name means? Ask a parent or grandparent to help you learn about your name. You can also learn about Jesus Christ's many names: Savior, Messiah, Redeemer, and more. What names can you think of that we use for Jesus?
Read by Kristen Hawkins, Ocean Patello, and Corey and Kara McClellan.
Church History Cards. Marie Cardin, 1834 to 1914. God was with me. As a girl, she had a dream about missionaries teaching her family in Italy. When she was a teenager, her dream came true. Missionaries came and taught her family and baptized them. One day, when the missionaries were there, a mob of angry men came. Marie marched outside, held up her Bible, and told them to leave. Her courage shocked them, and they left. Anthon Lund, 1844 to 1921. The Lord has indeed blessed me. He was born in Denmark and raised by his grandmother. Missionaries taught him the gospel. He was baptized at age 12. He traveled to Utah to be with the saints. Later, he was a mission president back in Europe. He served as an apostle and as a member of the First Presidency. Read by Chloe Patello.
Trying Together by Lori Fuller Sosa, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Ye ought to forgive one another. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 9. Jack was in trouble. He had poked his little sister, Harper. Mom told him to stop. He dumped his toys in the kitchen. Mom asked him to pick them up. He pulled out all the plastic cups to build with. Mom told him to put them away. Then he got in a fight with his little brother, Adam. And that's when Mom yelled at him. Jack yelled back. Then Mom told Jack to go sit outside. Jack ran through the kitchen and out to the balcony. He slid the door shut as hard as he could. He walked back and forth and back and forth. He was mad. And he was sad. He wished Mom hadn't yelled at him. He stopped and looked down at the cars far below the apartment. He watched small cars and big buses drive by. He wished he hadn't yelled at Mom. He shouldn't have teased Harper or fought with Adam. He hadn't made very good choices today. Jack sighed. He looked back at the street and counted cars. Soon the balcony door slid open. It was Mom.
Jack,
she said softly. She stepped outside and slid the door shut behind her. She stood by Jack and looked at the cars with him.
I'm sorry I didn't listen to you,
Jack said.
And I'm sorry I wasn't very nice. Will you forgive me?
Of course.
Mom gave Jack a big hug.
I'm sorry I yelled at you. I'm still learning just like you are, and sometimes I make mistakes.
Jack hugged Mom tight.
Let's go try again,
Mom said. She followed Jack back inside. She helped him pick up the cups. They helped Harper find her blanket. Then they played a game with Adam and Harper. When Adam got mad about losing, Jack didn't get mad back. Mom gave him a big smile. They were learning and trying together.
Read by Kristen Hawkins, Sean Nelson, and Amanda Saria.
Written by you, My Brother Baptized Me, by OCNP, age 8, Utah, USA. When I was about to turn 8, my parents asked if I wanted my brother Enzo to baptize me. At first, I wasn't sure if I wanted him to, but then I decided to ask him to baptize me. My brother practiced with me before my baptism. He told me what he would say and when I should plug my nose to get ready to go under the water. My dad helped Enzo memorize the baptism prayer. My entire family got to play a part in my baptism. My sisters Chloe and Margot were witnesses. Margot and my mom gave the talks. Chloe performed a musical number on the violin. Enzo baptized me, and my dad confirmed me a member of the church and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. As I was getting ready to go in the water, I felt excited. I was tingling all over. When I went in, I felt so warm that I didn't want to get out. The next day, I was able to take the sacrament as a new member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My brother was also blessing the sacrament for the first time. I felt very different after my baptism. I had felt the influence of the Holy Ghost before I was baptized, but I feel it better now. I am trying to follow Jesus Christ. I feel that the Holy Ghost helps me make better choices and comforts me. I feel more secure, and I know Heavenly Father is watching over me. Read by Ocean Patella.
Friend to Friend, One Peach at a Time, by Sister Sharon Eubank, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. When I was a little girl, my parents took my sisters and me to an orchard owned by the church. We were there to help pick peaches. We climbed up on tall ladders and reached through the thick leaves to pick the peaches off the trees. At first, we were excited, but soon the fuzz on the fruit made our arms all itchy. We told our mom, "We don't want to do this anymore. We want to stop." My mom asked us if we knew where all the peaches went. When we said no, she explained it to us. "Each of these peaches is taken to a building where volunteers put them in cans. Then those cans are given to people who need food. Each year, the church donates thousands of cans of food." All of a sudden, my sister and I stopped worrying about our itchy arms. We were helping people who needed food. After that, we had fun climbing up the ladders and picking the fuzzy orange fruit. This year, we have asked you to participate in a Helping Hands invitation. See the January 2021 friend. Serving others the way Christ served is one of the most important things you can do. Children have a special way of noticing those in need and volunteering their help. One little act of service may not seem like very much at first, but if all the children around the world look for ways to serve, they will add up to amazing things. From an interview with Amber Healy. Send us a story about how you help others where you live. Go to the back cover to find out how. End of the article, One Peach at a Time. Read by Kara McClellan.
Show and Tell. Our dad cut a piece of wood into a funny shape. We made it into a CTR shield. It reminds us to choose the right. Mary, Era, and Elias, A., ages 7, 9, and 5. Cheshire, England.
We learned how to make bread for the sacrament when we had home church. My dad and brothers blessed and passed the sacrament. I like having good examples in my family. Mitchell M., age 9, Arizona, USA.
Praying to Heavenly Father every night helps me feel closer to Him. Zoe L., age 11, California, USA. I read the scriptures with my family at night. I like to obey the prophet. Meline L., age 7, Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes, France.
Reading is super fun. I like to read to my sister. Rowan J., age 6, Pennsylvania, USA. I did a 5-kilometer or 3-mile walk to raise awareness and money for homeless people. It made me feel good that I could serve. Finn L., age 9, Alberta, Canada. I like helping my brother with his homework. I love my brother. Anjel N. Ammon K., ages 10 and 6, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
End of Show and Tell, read by Shannon and Sean Nelson.
One night at home evening, the Cooper family is studying the Articles of Faith.
The 7th Article of Faith is about gifts, gifts of the Spirit. Mandy, would you read the first line?
Mandy reads,
"We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions."
These gifts all come through the Holy Ghost, and every person has at least one gift.
Both Matt and Mandy ask,
What gifts do I have?
Mom asks,
Matt, remember when you asked for a priesthood blessing? You had faith. That's a gift of the Spirit.
Mandy, last month you bore your testimony in church. A testimony is another gift of the Spirit. The Lord gives us these gifts to bless our lives and to help us do good for others.
Wow. Next time I hear about gifts, Christmas won't be the first thing I think of.
The 7th Article of Faith. We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth.
Read by Casey and Abigail Wayman, Sean and Wes Nelson, and April Johnson.
For older kids, children and youth tip, if you feel discouraged about reaching your goals, ask yourself these questions. First, who can I ask for help? Second, how can I take a small step toward my goal? Third, what have I learned so far? Alize S., age 11, Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes, France. Don't give up. My favorite scripture story is in the Book of Mormon. It's the part when Nephi has to go get the brass plates from Laban. I like that Nephi did not give up like his brother did. I also should not give up when it's hard. Secret service. Write a note or poem for someone telling them how great they are. Say a prayer for someone who is going through a hard time. Multiply your age by 2, then pick up that many pieces of trash. Read by Chloe Patello.
Pioneers in Every Land. Anna Cumanda Rivera. Missionary and Reading Teacher in Ecuador. By Lucy Stevenson, UL, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Sister Anna Rivera braided her long, dark hair and pulled her scripture bag over her shoulder. Another day of her mission was about to begin. She was excited to see what miracles lay ahead. Anna and her companion, Sister Carrascal, walked outside into the morning air. They could see tall volcanoes in the distance as they walked through the village. They were some of the first missionaries to be serving in the Otavalo area. The church in Ecuador was still new, but it was growing. Hola, they said as they greeted one of the families they were teaching. A mother, father, and several children gathered for a lesson. Today, we are going to teach about prophets, Anna's companion said. Anna and Sister Carrascal took turns explaining how God calls prophets to teach about Jesus Christ. When it was time to read, Anna opened her Book of Mormon. Anna always read the scripture verses because Sister Carrascal couldn't read or write. Sister Carrascal was still a powerful missionary. I know that what we've shared today is true, Anna said at the end of the lesson. Will you pray to know for yourself? The family nodded. Anna felt warm in her heart. At the end of the day, Sister Carrascal said, Can you teach me to read and write? Anna didn't know what to say. She had never taught someone to read before. She didn't know if she could do it. I can try, Anna finally said. I don't know if I'll be a good teacher. Sister Carrascal smiled big. Just teach me, she said. I will pray to Heavenly Father to help me understand. Anna was amazed by Sister Carrascal's faith. Okay, I'll do it, she said. Each morning, Anna worked hard to help Sister Carrascal learn. Otavalo is a region in Ecuador in the Andes Mountains. Today, there are more than 250,000 members of the church in Ecuador. Soon, there will be two temples in Ecuador. Anna was baptized in 1974. She served her mission a year later. Anna volunteered for 7 years to help people read. Anna's favorite primary song is A Child's Prayer. See Come Follow Me for Doctrine and Covenants 71-75. End of the article, Pioneers in Every Land, Anna Cumanda Rivera, Missionary and Reading Teacher in Ecuador, by Lucy Stevenson-Uell, Church Magazines, Based on a True Story. Read by Casey Wayman.
A True Story, written by you. Baking Bread for My Mission, by Taylor B., age 12, Utah, USA. During a school break when I was 8, my dad asked me if I wanted to do something to earn money for my mission. I thought it was a good idea, but I wasn't sure what to do. After some thinking, we decided to make bread. That night, we made 20 loaves. We didn't know if they would sell, but after we posted about it on social media, they all sold in one night. I set a goal to keep making and selling bread. At first it was fun, but over time, to be honest, it didn't feel as fun. It was hard. I had to wake up at 6 in the morning before school to make the dough. Then my mom helped bake it during the day. When I came home from school, I had to bag the loaves, deliver them, and clean the baking equipment. I also had to talk to people I didn't know very well. Sometimes I didn't know what to say. That was one of the hardest parts. My parents explained that the point of this wasn't just to earn money for my mission, but also to learn how to work hard and talk to people. I started to feel more comfortable, and after a while, I enjoyed doing that. My bread business definitely taught me how to work. I know that what I learned from this goal will help me on my mission. Your children's guidebook can help you set goals too. Write to us and tell us about what you're learning. End of the article. Baking Bread for My Mission. Read by Miles McClellan.
Ombeni's New Home by Amber Healy. Based on a true story. How could Ombeni make friends if he couldn't speak their language? I was a stranger, and you took me in. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. Ombeni frowned down at his lunch tray. The food at his new school was way too sweet. He wished he could just eat his mom's homemade rice and beans. Ombeni and his family had only lived in the United States for a few weeks. Their home country was too dangerous to live in, so they had to move to the USA as refugees. Moving was hard. Getting used to his new school was hard, too. Ombeni found an empty spot near a group of boys and sat down. They all turned to look at him. One boy said something, but Ombeni couldn't understand him. He didn't know much English yet. Ombeni tried to say something back.
Jumbo,
he said. Hello. The boy looked confused. He frowned at Ombeni and turned away. Ombeni felt like curling up into a little ball, but he just sat quietly at the end of the table. Sometimes it felt like he was on an alien planet in this new school. When school was finally over, Ombeni hurried and zipped up his coat. Back home, he never needed a coat, no matter what time of year it was. But here, it was cold in the winter. The other children put on fuzzy gloves and hats, but Ombeni didn't have any of those things. Ombeni could see his breath in little white puffs of air as he walked. He started to run so he could get home faster. He burst through the front door and almost ran into Mama.
Ombeni! Punguz omwendo! Slow down!
She said.
Sorry, Mama,
he said, shivering. Ombeni sat down and tried to warm up while his mom cooked dinner. After a few minutes, Ombeni couldn't stay quiet anymore.
Mama, I don't want to go back to school. It's scary and lonely. And I can't make any friends. I miss my friends back home.
Mama stopped stirring and knelt down next to Ombeni. He quickly wiped away his tears. He didn't want Mama to see how sad he was.
I know things are hard right now.
Mama gave him a warm hug.
But they will get easier.
Ombeni looked away.
But how are things supposed to get easier if I can't understand anyone?
Mama frowned. Ombeni could tell she was thinking hard.
Remember when we were in the refugee camp? Whenever I felt really lonely, I would look for people I could help. It always made me feel better.
Ombeni nodded. He remembered how Mama would always find people who came to the camp alone and show them where to go. Mama smiled.
And think about Jesus. People were often mean to him, but he always looked for people to help.
She wiped another tear from Ombeni's face.
Sometimes when we are sad, the best thing we can do to help ourselves is look for ways to help other people.
Ombeni nodded. That sounded like a good idea. He wanted to be like Jesus. The next day at lunch, Ombeni looked for someone to help. Lots of kids were sitting with big groups of people. Then he noticed a girl who was sitting at a table by herself. He walked over to her and set his tray down. He waved and said,
"Jumbo,"
she said. Ombeni smiled big. The girl smiled back. Then they quietly ate their food together. Ombeni felt happy. Things at this new school were still going to be hard, but he was glad to know there were people here he could help. The author lives in Utah, USA.
Read by Kristen Hawkins, Sean Nelson, and April Johnson.
It's time for primary. Sione sits quietly with his class. He folds his arms during the prayer. Sione loves to run and race, but his feet are quiet here. Singing about Jesus makes Sione feel good inside. Sione is happy he can be reverent in primary. Read by Ocean Patello.
Scripture Stories. The Rollins Sisters Save the Day. Jesus Christ told the prophet Joseph Smith many important things to help us. The church set up a printing press to print Jesus' words. That way, people would be able to read them. One day, a group of angry men came. They destroyed the printing press. They threw the pages of the scriptures out into the street. Two sisters, named Mary Elizabeth and Caroline Rollins, saw what happened. They ran and gathered the pages in their arms. The girls hid in a cornfield until the men left. They had saved the scriptures. Those scriptures later became part of the Doctrine and Covenants. I can read the scriptures. I can be brave and stand up for what I believe. End of Scripture Stories, read by Shannon Nelson.
Hi, friends. I love Jesus Christ and I will follow him. Morin V, age 5, Illinois, USA.
I like to read The Friend to learn about Jesus.
Harrison E, age 5, Idaho, USA.
I had fun making a pioneer-covered wagon with my dad. Quincy N, age 3, Massachusetts, USA.
I help my mom index family history names. My job is to find the letters and numbers on the keyboard. TK C, age 5, Wyoming, USA.
Read by Lydia and Daniel McClellan and Sean Nelson.
Come, follow me. Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 60 through 62, make simple missionary name tags out of paper. Help your little ones say, "I can be a missionary." For Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, help your little ones say, "I can be reverent." Take turns folding your arms and being quiet for a few moments. For Doctrine and Covenants, section 64 through 66, take turns saying, "I'm sorry," and "I forgive you." Help your little ones say, "I can forgive." For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 67 through 70, find pictures of the prophet on the church's website or in the church magazines. Help your little ones say, "The prophet teaches God's word." For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 71 through 75, help your little ones say, "I can work hard." Teach your children a household chore they can help with, like sweeping or putting away their toys. End of Come Follow Me, Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Dear parents, being a parent is a great blessing, but it's not always easy. We will make mistakes, but we can keep growing and learning. Heavenly Father can help us, and our children can too. Together, we can care for each other and make our relationships stronger. Read the stories on page 8 and page 20 to see how you can grow in love together. Talk with your children about ways you can help each other. With love, the friend. Read by Wes Nelson.